So, Mike McLaughlin, how are you?
Good. Hi, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. You've had a pretty busy summer. You've been touring. You've got this new EP out. How's your summer been?
It's been really great. Did some touring in the spring too. Just kind of all the things you do post-release, trying to share it with people, get it out there. It's been great. I work a full-time job too, so it's been pretty busy for me, for my standards.
Are you on the road now?
Not right now, but in about a week I'm gonna start. And yeah, Quebec, Ontario, and then make my way out west through September.
Where's home for you these days?
Fredericton, New Brunswick, which is where I am currently.
Nice. I wanted to ask you, when did you realize that you wanted to do this professionally? I mean, there's a big difference between, playing around, doing things in your basement, and then really taking that leap and going out there. Was it early in your life? Was it in your teens? When did you know?
Yeah, pretty early. I don't know. I was pretty fascinated with music from a fairly young age. Didn't really know what I wanted to get from it. I just kind of did it because I enjoyed it. It felt good. I like playing music with people, and more so now. Why am I doing professionally, or somewhat professionally, semi-professional? Currently, yeah, right now I just mostly enjoy like just play like sharing music with people. I like making it, of course, creating it, like it's a creative outlet on your own. But I'm also really enjoying going out and playing and like sharing it with people and meeting people and talking to people who play music or like care about music. So yeah, lately that's been a really fun part of it, just like sharing it and getting to meet people. Yeah, I've been loving it.
Were you always a solo artist? Did you jump from band to band at first?
I think like I had some bands in high school and stuff, and in early university, which was all pretty collaborative. Like I've always written songs, but just brought it to the band, and we'd piece it together from there. And at some point in university, I realized I could record myself, and was pretty excited at the idea of that. And I just kind of never went back after I started doing that.
How would you categorize the music that you make?
I always struggle with that question. Like
Is a
an
tough
umbrella
question.
term, yeah, it's an umbrella term. It's like indie rock or pop, which is in today's like in 2025, it's hard to like what does that even mean? I guess, right? I don't know how much it tells you. It's, oh, I play indie music. Like, okay, what does that mean now?
Yeah, no, I
Because
understand it.
in the 2010s or something, maybe you would have had seven people on stage and a violin, like Arcade Fire or something. Hey, Rosetta. But now it's just so muddled. I don't mean it in a bad way, but there's just so many different genres and things happening.
Yeah, it
But yeah,
really
it's in
is
there.
a, sorry, no, it really is a melting pot of different genres now, and especially with access to everything at your fingertips, it's really hard to quantify exactly what falls into where, but people still try.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's that indie rock kind of dream pop thing. I have synths and still electric guitars and drums and stuff, but it's a little more subdued, right? Kind of down, more downbeat, I guess. Not too rock in your face.
I wanted to talk a bit about your latest EP, your debut EP. That's 2023's "I Don't Want to Be Blue Anymore." That was it was guitar driven, much a bit like what you just mentioned. It was I found it paired back, but the latest release, "All I Can Say," which was put out last spring, it had some more of a piano element to it. It's got some great melodies, and it makes the songs I feel more assured and even curvaceous, if you don't mind me saying that. I'm just wondering what went into the decision to go in that direction.
Felt pretty natural, I think. Like I started playing guitar at a pretty young age, 10 or 11. Got bored with it, but I was pretty familiar with guitar, I guess. 15 or whatever years later, 15, 20 years later. And piano and keyboard and stuff is just something I came to later in life and was a little more uncomfortable with. So you kind of stumble upon some more things. Like with guitar or any instrument you play for a long time, maybe you get a little more set in your ways. Or you just tend to do the same old thing. You're more likely to make some different decisions that you wouldn't have made otherwise and can take you in some cool places. So, yeah, I don't think it was a conscious decision, though. Just kind of happened. I like synths and electronic sounds and keyboard sounds. So it was just kind of a natural progression for me, too, I think. And yeah, I'm slowly working on some new stuff, and it's seems to be more in that direction still. Like I feel like I'm playing less and less guitar, but I'm sure I'll have the reverse moment where I miss guitar and go back to it.
And did you play all the instruments that we hear on the EP?
Yes, on the CPU.
And just curious, what type of keyboard was that that you were using?
What did I use on this? I did some of it in a nice studio in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. It's Fang Recording, Joel Plaskett.
Yeah, Joe Plaskett's recording studio. That's a nice one, yeah.
He started it. I wasn't working with him, but his engineer, Thomas Stature, works there. It was great. And they had a couple, they had like a baby grand piano. We used that and like an old Rhodes electric keyboard. At home, I don't know, I have a couple synths, like a Yamaha DX21 for the gear.
Wow.
The gear nerds out there. Yeah.
I feel that the songs though, particularly those on this latest EP, they have like an autobiographical and introspective component to them. There's also some playfulness in there too. Like the title track, All I Can Say, which can be seen kind of like a statement or an affirmation. It could be the beginning of a sentence or the end of one. There's some ambiguity there, and I was just wondering if that was intentional.
I do like to leave it vague. I like that it made you wonder and you weren't sure. I enjoy that. I don't know how intentional. I think it was the first song that I wrote that for the EP, or that ended up on the EP, which is also kind of ironic. I started with All I Can Say and then kind of kept going. I mean, I'd like to be more intentional with it. If it's humorous, or I mean, there's this. It's the second track is All I Can Say, and then the very end is If I Hadn't Said It Already, and it's Nothing More to Say.
Right.
The final track, but yeah, I'd like to involve more humor in actual songwriting, but it's pretty hard to do it and not be like gimmicky, I guess, you know.
What was the starting point for the recording, like for the theme of the album, if there is one, actually, but I'm assuming there's one, but what was the inspiration or the catalyst for it?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, I did start with that song. I had just moved. I lived in Halifax for a little while, well, 3 or 4 years, and then just moved to Fredericton to follow a job. And I didn't really know many people here. I remember shortly after moving here, I sat down at the piano, and All I Can Say that song is one that just kind of came pretty quickly, and kind of started the process for the EP. So yeah, I was definitely in a new place and feeling kind of lonely, kind of missing my friends. Kind of felt a little insular in that time, which maybe comes across through the songs. I kind of have a natural tendency to go there in music anyway, I think. Like inward looking or and insular, that kind of thing. So I guess those are the kind of themes. And there's a lot of reflecting on the. You know, I'm 30, almost 31, so just kind of looking back at my 20s and kind of reflecting on experiences I've had and that kind of thing. Yeah, I think those common themes run through it. And I refer to the nature often, I find.
Yeah, I ask this question when I do interviews. I do host a show that focuses on Atlantic Canadian music, and I do ask often if the maritime experience is a factor when it comes to what inspires you, and in terms of your songwriting and things like that. If just being geographically on the East Coast is something that propels you to write what you write.
Yeah, I never used to think that it mattered, but I changed my mind on that. Like when I was like 20, writing songs, I didn't think I was influenced by my surroundings or where I lived, and I thought that it would just whatever I was making would come out of me no matter where I was. But I do, yeah, I do. I think otherwise now. I think it is different, especially the ocean or proximity to the ocean, not just in music, but your it seems to slow people down in your everyday life. I attribute it to the ocean, but I don't know, maybe it's just, the further east you go, it seems people just different attitudes, right, in the country.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mentioned that playfulness before, and you also get a good sense of it with the video for all you can all I can say. Like you're showing appearing to do stand up comedy. Oh, by the way, I have to mention that it was wonderfully directed by Toronto-based artist and filmmaker Gwyneth Christoffel. I wanted to ask what you were aiming for with that video, or if anything, and that too, was it meant to be intentionally ambiguous or kind of like, complement the tone of the song itself? I'm just curious to know what your aspect was when you went into this idea of making it that way.
Right. Yeah, I didn't have, like, it was pretty much Gwyneth's direction of where we would go with the video. I just kind of gave her a brief rundown of what I felt the song was about, which I told her kind of that loneliness, like I mentioned before, being a little isolated and maybe not feeling understood, or that I can't get certain things across. I feel like I couldn't. Yeah, just, kind of felt misunderstood, which ends a bit emo, but and I think she took that and ran with it to, like, yeah, that comedy set where I can't I, like, forget the lines and the camera starts to zoom in on me, and it's like, and then I do recover from it, and it zooms back out again.
I
But
thought it
yeah,
was
I
a
just kind of.
clever, sorry, I thought it was a clever concept, like a clever device to use in order to be able to, present that song. It was, yeah, pretty inspired.
Yeah, no, she did a really great job. There's a good crew too. Jack Leahy, director of photography too, and we had a couple other crew members that, yeah, it was great. They're all pro. Really smooth, great experience.
So you're going to be performing at Maison here in Montreal. That's coming up on September 11th, 7 o'clock start, I believe. Along with the great Halifax singer-songwriter Andrea Cormier. It's an intimate setting. I don't know if you've been there before or not, but I was just wondering what can we expect that evening? What can audiences expect when they come see you?
Yeah, I did. I played there, maybe 2023. Like, I put out an EP in the beginning of that year and did a little bit of solo touring. So I have been there before. Yeah, a bit of a smaller room. So I'll lean into the intimate setting, right? I'll be solo at this show, with probably mostly keyboard. I do have a little sampler now with some like light drum machine sounds. Just to keep time in the background. I'm thinking I'll have my guitar too. I'll kind of swap back and forth a little bit and just kind of play some slightly stripped back versions of all the songs, probably a couple new ones as well that I've been playing with. Yeah, and it should just be pretty relaxed, hopefully inviting environment. It'll be seated. I mean, I guess you can stand in the back if you prefer, but yeah, it should be pretty low key, I think.
Cool. This is a big question, but what have you enjoyed the most about this ride, about this musical journey?
Yeah, more recently, sort of like I mentioned before, like just getting out and playing music and getting to meet more people. And in more recent years too, I've gotten better at trying to apply for funding and to get money to help do all this through different bodies. Like Music New Brunswick's been a great one that's helped me out a fair bit, and Factor as well. So getting those kinds of funds allows me to collaborate with other people, like outside of recording them. Well, part of recording the music too, but making videos and taking photos and things like that. So like that collaboration part has been really, really, really enjoyable for me. And also being able to pay everyone for their work feels great too. But yeah, the collaborative process has been really great.
What's been inspiring you these days, musically or elsewhere? What are you listening to?
I fall into ruts sometimes. What's my current? I've been listening to Death of a Ladies Man by Leonard Cohen a fair bit, that album. And there's do you know the East Coast songwriter Al Tuck
I don't.
from PEI? He's been playing, he has a ton of albums. He's been playing for like many, many years. And I just kind of rediscovered his album. I think it's called Under Your Shadow. Really great album. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
And what's next for you? What do you have planned after this tour and this summer? Do you have anything specific that you're looking to accomplish? Anything else we can expect from you in the near future?
I'd planned to take a break, a little bit of a break from playing live after the West Coast dates, which ends like early October. But we're going to do Music New Brunswick week at the end of October, and then possibly another show came up for early November, which popped up immediately after I told everyone that I think I'm going to take a break. And then I think it was literally 15 minutes later, I got an email. Okay, maybe I'll just do this show. So a couple more shows, a little break, late this year and early next year. I think I'll head into to do some recording and try to get a new album going.
Last
That's the
question,
plan.
and I ask this of all the artists I interview, what's the coolest thing you ever came across at a merch table?
Oh, I've seen some cool ones. Kelly McMichael, who's a great East Coast artist, lives in Newfoundland. So I just had little beer koozies.
Yeah, I could
Like
imagine she'd
that.
have some interesting things at hers.
Yeah, it was a really cool art design on it. I thought that was kind of cool. And I remember a long time ago seeing, speaking of Al Tuck, actually, he had little matchbooks. I might have said his band is like Al Tuck and No Action. I think it said that on the matchbook. And I've always wanted to make those. I think they're pretty cheap to do, but I've never done it. Yeah, thought those were pretty cool.
Mark McLaughlin, I want to thank you for joining us. And you can catch him at Maison 88 Saint Joseph West this September 11th. That begins at 7 o'clock. And you can buy tickets at Mark. That's MARC, MarkMcLaughlin.net. Thanks again, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.